Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we have been really all day long. People have been talking about Le'Veon Bell and the implications for the Steelers. Like I just said, it's week nine. And I think that he really probably has to get in by next week, right? If he wants to get credit for this year. Now, the other part of it is he could come in and decide that he doesn't really care about getting credit for this year and roll the dice that the Steelers aren't going to tag him again. But at the end of the day, he can make sure that he goes and, he gets the proper time so that they can't tag him again. I got to be honest with you. Earlier today, we had Ed Bouchette on, and Ed Bouchette said basically he thought that James Conner is better than Le'Veon Bell right now. I've heard that a number of different times today. That James Conner is a better running back than Le'Veon Bell. James Conner right now, over the last, I will say this, over the last 4 weeks, is probably better than what we've seen from Le'Veon Bell, over a period of time. But again, it's a very small sample size. And I think the Steelers would be smart to leave the door open for Le'Veon Bell to come back here and start playing, because you can never have too many good players. I know that there would probably be a little bit adjustment period of maybe a couple of weeks where it'd be a little uncomfortable trying to figure out how to get Bell and Conner enough touches and all that other stuff. But the reality is Bell is going to be here for six more weeks or what is it, week? So they're going on game eight, so, eight more games. Seven more games, and then he's going to be gone. So if it's a little bit uncomfortable for, a month and a half, it is what it is. This will definitely be James Conner's show next year. So if he has to step aside a little bit and share some carries and all that other stuff, then that's okay. But Le'Veon Bell, to me, has gotten really bad advice. And I would even think that if you are – I would even think this. If you are of the mindset that, you think, Le'Veon Bell is doing what's right for him and, standing for his rights and all that other stuff, even if you're in that camp, which that camp is dwindling, by the way. In fact, I think maybe the only guy left in that camp is Chris Mueller. But the bottom line is, if you are in that camp where you believe, he is a guy that is standing for his rights and standing for the rights of the union and all this other stuff and, maybe leading the way and all that. I think even you have to admit now it's become a situation of where he's getting bad advice. He's giving up a lot of money. And you got to believe, even if he comes in next week, say he shows up next Monday or Tuesday, right? They're almost assuredly going to slap that two-week, roster exemption on him, which they don't have to pay him during those 2 weeks. And then you go from there, you look at it and you say, all right, well, then basically they'll have six games left. I mean, he's only going to make, six times eight, about $5 million, which is still a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. It's a lot of money, but that means he will basically have forfeited about $9 million. And again, when you do the math, I can't see how you're going to recoup that kind of money. And, I've heard people say, it's not about recouping the money. It's about the principle. It's about getting a good long-term deal. Well, I thought this whole thing was about money. If it's not about recouping the money, then what is the point of all this? You could have signed the deal And you know what? You'd have had 30-some million these first 2 years. Plus the $12 million you got last year for being on the tag. You're talking about $42 million over 3 years. I mean, you know, that's life-changing money. And whatever you think, I mean, $42 million is what? $14 million a year, right? Is my math right on that, Greg? $42 million is $14 million a year. Which is what he would be. So, you know, you're talking about, actually, I think the actual number was $33 million over these 2 years. Which, $33 million over these first 2 years of this new contract, plus the 12 that they gave him last year as a franchise player, guess what that would have come out to? $15 million a year. It's $45 million. And then if he would have stayed healthy, guess what? The next year, he would have got another $15 or $16 million. I thought the whole thing was about money. I mean, you know, the bottom line is if he would have signed his long-term deal and just stayed healthy this year, he would have had $45 million over the last three seasons. Next year, this year, and last year. And then he goes, and then, you know, if he stays healthy, or even if he, you know, even if he gets hurt, but he comes back and he's healthy, the Steelers probably weren't going to cut him if they're giving him that kind of money. Now, all of a sudden, you know, his deal really kicks in. He gets another $16 million. We're talking about $60 million over 4 years. So if it's not about the money, I'm not sure what exactly he's doing. Because the bottom line is, forfeiting the $9 million that he's going to forfeit this year, you know, in order to recoup that money, you've got to add that to whatever deal he gets. And believe me, there's going to be a team that's going to pay him. I don't have any hesitation to say some team is going to pay him, but how much is going to be the big question? Because if he doesn't get a deal that is the deal the Steelers gave him plus $9 million, then this is all for nothing. This was just stupid. And I think he's getting to the point where he's almost overplayed his hand a little bit. Because at the end of the day, he's not convincing people that this is what he, you know, he's not convincing anybody. He's not winning the public relations war. And he's losing money every single week. And you know what? In some ways, he's lost his teammates, too. And I think the longer he goes out where he's not coming in to play, the more and more difficult it becomes for him to be able to win back the locker room quickly. You know, if he sits out for another week and then comes back, say the Steelers beat the Ravens, well, you know what? If they beat the Ravens, they're well on their way to where they need to be. You know, pretty much they've taken control of the division at that point. It's only a matter of time, you know, it's only a matter of crying, so to speak, before they actually clinch the division, because at that point everybody else is in big trouble in that division. You know, the Steelers, will have beaten all three of the other teams, and, you know, they will have basically, in some ways, buried the Ravens. The Ravens would be 4-5 at that point if they lose to the Steelers. And then, you know, they've got the Bengals the next week. Then they got the Raiders and the Falcons. But then they got the Chiefs. They got the Chargers. I mean, they've got games that they can, you know, lose down the stretch. Now, the thing about the Ravens is, I think if the Ravens win this game and they get to 5-4, assuming they can beat the Bengals and the Raiders at home, then you're talking about 7-4. I think they could beat the Falcons 8-4. Then they play at the Chiefs. Say they even lose that one, 8-5. They got the, you know, Tampa at home and the Browns at home, and they could get to 10 wins. You know, losing to the Browns earlier this season hurts. Losing that ridiculous game to the Saints because you can't kick an extra point, that hurts. But they could still get to 10 wins if they win this week against the Steelers. So, but if the Steelers win, now we're talking about the Steelers being in full control of the division. Now we're talking about the Steelers basically, I don't want to say burying the Ravens, but the Ravens would be in big trouble at that point. So to me, if they win, it's kind of like, well, what do we need Le'Veon Bell for now? You know, we've done all this stuff. We have all this momentum going on right now. You know, we don't need him here. You know, we've got good chemistry now. Our offense is clicking. We've won four in a row. I mean, what are we talking about? Right? So, I don't know. I'm just saying when you take a look at it, the Steelers, to me, have a real good chance to get it done this weekend. And if they do, I think that makes Le'Veon Bell, you know, one step further from being a guy who is going to have a hard time winning his teammates over when he comes back. And I think that that's going to be an issue, maybe even a factor in his decision, because, again, I am not convinced he is going to come back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.